This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, 21st of Aug, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a clear and sunny day in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, perfect for outdoor activities. Meanwhile, Haifa is experiencing mild temperatures with some cloud cover. As the evening approaches, expect a warm and pleasant night across most regions. Here are today's headlines. First, in the last few minutes, a terrorist attempted to stab an IDF soldier in the Jenin area of the West Bank. The soldier was unharmed and the attacker was shot. This report comes from the Jerusalem Post. Also earlier today, the United States imposed new sanctions on Hezbollah. Washington emphasized Hezbollah's connections to Iran's Revolutionary Guards. Walla provides this update. Also this hour, the FBI foiled an ISIS-inspired attack targeting the New York State Capitol. Authorities arrested Jessica Boy from Albany. This story was covered by Mariv. Separately, Israel's new ambassador to Colombia has started his role. He faces both a warm welcome and considerable challenges ahead. This is according to I-24 News. And finally, a warm night is expected across the region. Enjoy the pleasant weather as it continues into the evening. Reaction has been swift on social media. Middle East 24 reported earlier today that IRGC chief Ahmad Vahidi is concealing Iran's internal crises from Mojtaba Khamenei. The aim is to maintain IRGC's control over the situation. Ihab Hassan posted that the European Union is considering sanctions against Israel. This comes as a response to potential settlement expansions in the West Bank. The Times of Israel shared insights from Yitzhak Klein about U.S.-Israel relations. Klein argues that the current U.S. policy no longer aligns with Israel's security needs. Now for more on those stories, starting with the attempted attack in Jenin. According to the Jerusalem Post, a terrorist armed with a knife tried to stab an IDF soldier. Fortunately, no soldiers were injured. This incident underscores ongoing tensions in the West Bank, raising concerns about security in the region. Turning to the U.S. sanctions on Hezbollah. Walla reports that Washington has intensified its pressure on Hezbollah, highlighting its ties to Iran's Revolutionary Guards. These sanctions aim to curb Hezbollah's influence in the region, potentially affecting Iran's strategic operations. Meanwhile, in the U.S., the FBI thwarted a potential attack at the New York State Capitol. As Mariv details, Jessica Boy planned to carry out an ISIS-inspired attack. This arrest highlights the ongoing threat of domestic terrorism, stressing the need for vigilance. Separately, Israel's new ambassador to Colombia is stepping into a complex diplomatic landscape. With both opportunities and challenges ahead, I-24 News suggests that this role could redefine Israel-Colombia relations, impacting regional diplomacy. And finally, enjoy the warm night as temperatures remain comfortable across the region. This pleasant weather allows for a peaceful evening outdoors. On the economic front, first, Bitcoin has crossed the $70,000 mark, gaining over 10.5%. Moderv Business reports this surge follows recent actions by the U.S. Treasury, indicating a potential bullish trend for cryptocurrencies. Separately, KeyTech highlights a significant finding in political campaigning. Israeli politicians are increasingly using AI to influence voters. An Open University project found that over 12% of political posts have AI-generated content, raising questions about transparency and ethics. And finally, Globes reports that UNDAS has acquired Iran's defense activities for 10 million NIS. This move continues UNDAS's investment in Israel's defense sector following its strategic leadership changes. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 7 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.